Hey everybody, welcome back to That Girl with me, Danielle Decker. As always, so glad that you're here with me today and deciding to press play. And I hope that you're having a wonderful day. I hope the weather is great where you are. It has been here for us. Thank you, Jesus. The tide is turning. Spring is upon us, and we could not be any happier. Although we did have an extremely mild winter. So, I mean, I really should not complain. I'm also like, Lord, please tell me that that doesn't mean that there's going to be like a million mosquitoes and all the bugs, because we didn't, like, it froze, I guess, but not for very long. And they always say, if you don't have that really hard freeze, then there's going to be all the bugs and mosquitoes and gnats and all the things. Ugh. So we shall see. Lord, we're believing for the best. And so I hope that you guys are having a wonderful week. The end of school is coming. Summer will be here before we know it. And as much as I'm always like, oh, in the summer, we'll have time to relax. I know everybody thinks that, like, we're going to, you know, we'll have time to slow down. And I don't think as a parent, there's ever a season really of like slowing down. Is there? I don't know. But all the fun things that we do in the summer for our kids, it does make it fun for them, and doing it as a family. And we always, our family spends a lot of time at the baseball field, and I'm looking forward to that. So anywho, I just wanted to come on here because I do have something that I've kind of been thinking about actually for a while. Lord knows I haven't put out a podcast since my birthday. We're not going to talk about that. It's fine. But I've been thinking about this, the title of this episode, because sometimes God will give me a title and I'm like, ooh, I could really build off of that. And that's just me personally. I'm sure there are other people that have podcasts or give speaking engagements, and everybody, you know, that does things like this, they have a different way that they go about, you know, setting up how they do things. But sometimes I just get a title in my mind for something, and usually it's because it's God wants me to speak on that specific thing. And sometimes if I just have a title, I can really grow and get a lot of things down for that. So I've had this episode title for a while, actually, and then it was funny because it's like everything with the eclipse was happening. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I see what you're talking about there, Lord. And I don't know about you, but with the eclipse, I saw so many different things. And trust me, y'all know, I will go right down a rabbit trail. And you know, I always say that, like, I was conspiracy before conspiracy was cool. And so listen, I will go down any rabbit trail with you. I personally think it's fun. It's not that I even believe everything. I don't know, it kind of trips my trigger, whatever. But my goodness, the conspiracies for the eclipse were wild. And I don't know if you guys saw any of that or heard any of it, but it was, you know, go buy, you know, make sure you're stocked up on toilet paper and paper towels. Make sure you have canned goods. Make sure you have this much amount of money out of the bank. Make sure you have all of your chargers, you know, your charging packs charged up. Make sure your electronics are charged, blah, blah, blah. You know, like all these things. I'm like, do what? Now, obviously, there is a hype out there that can be drummed up pretty quickly when you kind of have a, I don't want to say a generation, but whatever, a community, I don't know what the word is, of people that we kind of have like PTSD from COVID, right? That was something that none of us saw coming, which is actually how it would be if something was going to go down. We never saw that coming. And it was, I mean, I can remember my sister had just had twins, and it was like there wasn't baby formula. Like, that is stressful. That's not even a joke. That's what? And the toilet paper and all that stuff. We went through that. And so I do think there is a heightened sense of like, well, what if? You know, we don't ever want to go through that again, right? We don't, because we know what that felt like. And it was crazy and it was wild. It was absolutely psychotic, actually. But the powers that be, if you will, can almost use that against us to go out and spend money and purchase and buy and whip everyone into a frenzy over the smallest thing, because they know that that's what we've lived through and we never want to go through that again, right? And we do want to think to ourselves, like, I'm not going to let that happen again. I'm going to be smarter this time. I'm going to be wiser. Nobody's going to catch me with my pants down. You know, we're not doing that. And there is this overwhelming sense of consumerism. And that's today's episode title, is Consumerism Kills. Because everywhere we look, in good ways, in bad ways, in fun ways, in stressful ways, everything is about what else can I buy. And I know you are listening to this and shaking your head yes right along with me, because it is so prevalent and so true. And what's so kind of sick, you guys, is, you know me, I love to look up definitions of words, because isn't it funny as an adult, like, you, especially when you have kids and they're like, Mom, what does that word mean? And it's so funny because sometimes you can't even find the words to explain. Like, you just know. I don't know, as an adult, like, there's just things that you just know, but then you have to turn around and explain it to your kid and you're like, wow, that's actually kind of hard to explain. Anyway, so I love looking up definitions. I like to know what I'm saying. I'm not going to say something if I don't even know what it means, right? So consumerism, okay, this is the definition. Consumerism is the theory that individuals who consume goods and services in large quantities will be better off. I'm sorry, do what? Right? When we think of consuming, okay, first of all, you can consume more than just one way, right? Like, a lot of times when we think of consuming, we think of food, what we eat, right? But what we consume can also be what are we watching? What are we listening to? What are we consuming in that way that is feeding our spiritual life, right? Like, feeding us as a person. That's, we also consume in that way. And then consuming is as in consumerism, as in what are we consuming with our finances financially? What are we buying? What are we overindulging in large quantities, right? Everywhere we look. I mean, let's talk about social media. Okay, now I need to preface this whole thing because we're about to go on a deep dive here real quick. But I want to preface this because everything has a line in life, right? And your line or boundary or whatever, it might not be the same as mine. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, because every family is different. Every bank account is different. And people have opinions and whatever differently, okay? So don't take everything that I'm saying and don't take it to the extreme. Like, and we'll get into that more. But I just want to preface this by saying having things is not bad, and that's not what this episode is about. So just take a deep breath and come with me for a minute. But what I mean and what we're talking about here is let's talk about social media, right? Especially Instagram, which I love. Let's just get that out there right now. I am almost 40 and I obviously care about how I look But if you know me, you know I hate shopping. So I love that I can look up other tall, nearly 40-year-olds on Instagram, and they show me outfits, and I say, that's cute, and I can buy it, and I don't even have to think about it. Okay, can we just take a pause and a hallelujah for that? But everything now on Instagram is the best Amazon finds, Amazon deals of the day, Target Tuesday, da-da-da-da-da, okay? Now, what is all of that? It is consumerism, and it is killing all of us in more ways than one, because it's not just clothes. It's our house. It's our car. It's every gadget. It's what we have for our kids. It's the best. It's the this. And even if you are getting a good deal on something, if we are buying more than what we need simply because it's constantly in our face, that is a negative effect of consumerism. Everything that we see anymore is, what can we buy? What can we eat? What are we listening to? And every single thing, if we can be overtaken by it, is one more thing that is pulling us away from spending time with God. Whoa, guilty, okay? It's making us, nothing can make us, but you hear what I'm saying. It's making us maybe spend outside of what we should be, maybe causing us to do things that we wouldn't normally do just because we saw other people doing it and thought, oh, that's cool. But we can tend to get into a position where it's like we're not even thinking for ourselves because we're just watching all these other things and all this stuff happen. And so we just, what is it? It's like money here and money there and doing this and doing that. And there's no individualism anymore because everything is about being like the next person in the way that we dress, in the way that we work out, in the way that we eat, in the way that we raise our kids, in the things that we do, where we go on vacation. I mean, whoa, every single thing, okay? And obviously some of that is great. I love being able to see what someone else has done and mimic that and think, okay, cool, that really worked for me. But again, we're talking about consumerism and trying to shed some light on how that can affect our lives if we're really not careful. Because we tend to spend too much time consuming. And you guys, I am so guilty of this. I can't even tell you. So please know, as usual, I am talking to myself here too. What are we consuming even when it comes to our mental health? Okay. That's like a whole thing nowadays, is our mental health, our mental health, our mental health. Well, I'm going to tell you right now that mental health does not magically get better by staring at Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever, all day long. Yeah, okay, we can zone out and forget about whatever things, but I'm going to tell you what, if we took half of that time consuming all of that social media and consumed the Word of God, how different our lives would be, how different of a person we would be, even half of that time. And see, we get in this zone of give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. And do you know that God wants us, because that's who He is to give others, give others. He wants us to be able to give of ourselves to others. And then in return, we are the ones that are edified and built up. But see, the world says you need to worry about you, and you deserve to have whatever you want, and you deserve to be able to relax and zone out and not worry, and you deserve, and you should do, and you. And I'm here to tell you that God says it is not about you. And that's not a negative thing. Listen, when we're so focused on ourselves, we all know that we tend, it goes to a negative place every time. I don't know about you, but when I sit around and think about myself, it's not all these, I am such a wonderful mother. Look at me. I am the best wife, and I'm such a good friend, and I'm the best daughter and sister. Look at me. I'm so wonderful. No, No, when I sit around and I think about myself, that is when the enemy loves to come in and attack me. And I know that I'm not alone, because when I get in those places and I'm consuming the things that I shouldn't be for too long, why don't I have that? And gosh, I don't look like that. And man, I really should be working out. Oh my gosh, I never make good meals for my kids. I am a terrible mother. I should be a better wife. I really should call all my friends. Bah, 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 bah. Okay, right? Raise your hand if you're with me. And I know all of you can feel that to a certain extent. I know it, because that's what the world is designed to do. It's designed to make you feel less than, so you continually grasp at things that will never, ever fill you and that actually drain you. And the lie is, if you do this, you'll be this. And if you buy this, you will do this. And if you eat this, you will definitely be this. Right? But it's so temporary that we actually end up feeling more beat down and more empty, because we're never going to measure up to the fantasy world that the world is trying to show you and offer you. That is not real life. Are we doing things that are benefiting us? I do want to read a couple scriptures here really quick, because I always want to go back and say, okay, what does God say? And I just want to read Matthew 16, verse 26. Actually, I'm going to start in verse 25 and 26. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? When we are trying so hard to save our own life in every sense of that word, we lose it, because we're so focused on ourselves that we have no time for anything else. And I'm telling you that that always takes you to a negative place. But when we forget about ourselves, when we lose our life for the sake of following after Jesus, that is when we find our true life, our true identity. And I'm telling you that that's when the good starts to pour out. We can gain the whole world. We can get all the things, the latest, the greatest, do all of the things. If we gain that whole world, but we lose our soul, how is that profiting us? We cannot lose the true self that we are in exchange for the things of this world. The world has nothing to offer you. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And there's so many ways that we can look at that verse and take that verse to a certain place. But literally, in the sense of what we're talking about here, the things that are seen, every monetary thing that we can buy, the house, the car, the clothes, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. All of those things are going to fade away. But do you know what's not? Your relationship with your children, your relationship with your spouse, your friends, your family, especially your relationship with Jesus and what you did for him in the kingdom. Those are not things that can be counted, that can be seen. Those things are eternal. And I know, you guys, I know it is so hard to constantly keep our mind on eternity. It is. Because we live in this fallen, broken, consuming world. But every time that we want to make these decisions to continually fall into this consumerism over every single thing in our lives, we have to stop and put it up against the Word of God. Put it up against scripture and say, is this something that's going to matter to me, to my family, to my life, to Jesus? Because if it's not benefiting me, if it's not benefiting me and my family and the others of this world for eternity, why am I spending so much time worrying about it? Why am I spending my hard-earned finances on these specific things when I could be doing something else more worthwhile? Why am I caring so much about what the world thinks? Because it's in our face all the time. That's why. And I get it. 1 John 2:15-17 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." If we continually love the things of the world more than we love the Father or the things of the Father, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the Father is not in us. Now listen, once you receive Jesus, it's signed, sealed, delivered. It is done. It is finished. We never have to think, am I going to lose my salvation? Absolutely not. You will never, ever lose your salvation. But what you will lose are the blessings and the benefits and the good things that God has to give you when you are following after him. Because remember, he won't force you. He won't make you. Because he loves you. Love says, I'm giving you a choice, but I love you so much that I really hope that you choose me. That's what love is, and that's what love does, and that's who God is. He cannot be in us if the world, if we're full of the world, how can we also be full of the Father? You're going to be full of one thing or the other. That's just the way it is, and we know that for every instance of our lives. He wants us to be so full of him that the things that are passing in this world that will bring us no benefit, we start to say, I'm not going to consume them. I'm not going to let others dictate how I spend my money and what I'm doing and all the things that I consume. But God is not against us enjoying life. He's not against us having things. He's not. He doesn't want the things to have us is the difference. He doesn't want us chasing after the world instead of chasing after him. Because when we chase after him and the more we consume him, the more of a blessing he can be to us. He says, I want you to follow after me and do the work that I've called you to do. And while you're doing that, I will take care of you in ways that you never even knew were possible. But when we're constantly trying to do it all on our own, God says, okay, I can be hands off. We have to be careful because it's not about the money. It's not the money that's evil. Remember, it's the love of the money because we know that it can take us to the end of ourselves if we're not careful. Consumerism is everywhere around us in every sense of the word. And we have to be more diligent, more wise, and more discerning than ever before. God has things for you. But we cannot be consuming every other thing and then expect to know exactly what God has for us when we spend no time with him. Because then when things are not going the way that we thought and we're not feeling the way that we wanted to, we turn around and we're mad at God, but we have consumed every other thing other than the love of the Father. Don't be like that. He wants you and he wants your heart. He wants you consuming the goodness of his love. And then he says, you watch what I will do for you. Consumerism kills because consuming means we are taking in more than what we need. We live in a world that says we need, you need this and you need that and you need more. And actually, we would be a lot less stressed, a lot less depressed, a lot less anxious if we got rid of 90% of the things that we think we need in this world. Because happiness doesn't come from the things. Happiness comes from following after Jesus, living our life for Him, and then the fruit starts to come, and we feel it, and our family feels it, and our friends feel it, and our church community feels it. And that's where true happiness lies. It's not in the things, because suddenly there'll be another thing, and another thing, and another thing, and those old things, they pile up in our houses. We look back and think, that didn't make me happy, and that didn't make me happy, and now look at me. All the while, God's saying, none of those things will ever make you happy until you're so full of me. Again, you guys, God's not against us having nice things. He wants His children blessed. Of course He does. Do you want your children to be prosperous and blessed? Of course you do. How much more than the Father for you? But He doesn't want us consuming more than we need. It's gluttonous. It's bad. It's not good. He knows that those things of the world are falling away and they're empty promises. The only promises that are sure and true are Him. Remember, consumerism is the theory that individuals who consume goods and services in large quantities will be better off. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a lie from the pit of hell. We need to be consuming our Bible, consuming His Word, consuming our prayer time with Him, spending time with Him, and watch the fruit that comes from you. Don't worry, guys. I'll still be looking at Instagram for outfit inspo, okay? For a little gardening inspo. Don't worry. We can do some of that. God's not against you having that. Don't take everything to an extreme, but don't be so far the other way that we forget about how good God is and where the true promise is and where the true fulfillment is. Amen? You guys, thanks for listening, tuning in today. Share this message with somebody else, anybody that might need this message to be a blessing to them. Share it on Facebook, Instagram. Every time you share, it helps me and it puts out more of the goodness of the Word of God and His truth and His love. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you back here at That Girl.